And welcome back to the Lowdown on Katy Perry. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. We have a lot to talk about. My name is Michael, as you might know. My socials are at Katy Perry Aesthetic on Instagram and TikTok, and at Michael Perry 84 on Twitter. How are y'all doing? It's been a while, but I finally found some time. Let's get into it. There's a lot to talk about today. It's been a little bit of time. There's some key things I wanted to talk about today. And so let's just get into it. I've been okay. Just living life in the middle of school. So like most of you that are probably my age, you know, either in high school or in university, we're just kind of busy at this point in the school year. But, you know, we're making it through. Christmas is so soon. I'm so excited for Christmas. It's one of my favorite holidays. And so I'm just excited. 2021 has went by like crazy. And, you know, next thing you know, it'll be January and I'll be heading off to Vegas to see Miss Katy on her adventure with Play. So I'm really excited to do that. But anyways, let's just focus on today's show, and I'm excited to go into the future with y'all. Okay, so first topic of the thing, of course, this is a Katy Perry podcast and pop podcast. So obviously I cannot keep talking without saying a belated or late happy birthday to Katy for her 37th birthday. Katy had her birthday on October 25th of last month. It was kind of a quiet birthday on her. Like, she didn't really post much. You know, she did do a post. I believe she was on a vacation, which seemed really cute, and she seemed like she was hanging out with friends, which is good. Orlando posted a really cute post, in which I believe part of the caption was, "I'll celebrate you every day." So that was really sweet to see. I love that Orlando's just a loving fiance husband for Katy. We don't really know whether he's a husband yet. I'm just really happy for her. And, you know, 37, like, 37 has never looked so good. Like, whenever I think about it, I'm like, there's no way in hell this woman is 37. Like, anytime we see, like, photos, anytime we see just, you know, not even just edited photos, like, in-person live events or, you know, on the street, she's always glowing and she looks radiant all the time. So, you know, I don't know what she's taking. I bet it's the apple cider vinegar or something, because she is always glowing. She's beautiful. 37 years of wisdom. 37 years of, you know, just brightening up our world and, you know, just being Katy and being Catherine, who we love. It's crazy how time has flown by since, you know, 2008, when she was only like 24. And, you know, it's just crazy, but that's life, right? And I'm just so happy to have her. I wish her the best. I wish her a very happy 37th year of life. I wish her so much happiness with her new daughter. I wish Daisy all the best. I wish her whole family her best. You know, I just wish I doubt she listens to this thing, because could you imagine listening to, first of all, an annoying ass podcaster talking about her? It would be so funny if she would ever listen to anything like this. But if you're listening, I just love you so much, and I think we all love you, and we can't say how much we love you, and, you know, we support you in every single thing you're doing, you know, whether it's music or if you're not doing music, you know, it's whether it's in your shoes, your residency, within your, just your life, like, we love you so much, and we wish you the best 37th year of life. That's all I wanted to talk about that. It's just crazy, 37, but it doesn't look like it, and it doesn't feel like it, so, yeah. Recently, in terms of music, we did have a cover that was released by Katy, which was a little refreshment. Katy released the cover of All You Need Is Love, which is a song famously by the Beatles, and the purpose of this release was for a Gap holiday commercial. Now, I don't know if, I'm going to guess they're just going to use it, you know, for their holiday commercial, but there's also, the song was released on all major listening platforms, whereas we saw, like, her 2015, what was that song called? The Christmas song. Why is my brain freezing on me right now? Every Day is a Holiday for H&M was not released. So that was something interesting. It's a really nice cover. I do like it. I don't really listen to the Beatles, so it was interesting. I definitely liked it, and I think she did a really good job putting her own twist on it. And, you know, I think she released a little bit of a video for it, which was also cute. So, you know, really, really top stuff. A really top cover, I would say. Not much else to say about it. It was just kind of like she obviously didn't promote it. Like, it's not a release, right? So it's just kind of like she dropped it and it was cute and we enjoyed it. Okay, next on. We obviously had Halloween on October 31st. Katie's Halloween costume this year was an interesting one. She dressed up as, or actually I'll just say, like, the format of her costume is very similar to the previous costume she's worn on, when was it, the American Idol, when she filmed them at home, like when she was the elephant, like when she was the toilet paper. Like, I could go on, like, all of her, like, you know, like those costumes where she's like in something. That's kind of the vibe she went with this year, where she was the vaccine for Halloween. And Orlando complimented her outfit, or I guess her theme, being Dr. Anthony Fauci. So that was an interesting type of Halloween costume. I know that in her glory days, and when she was super young and out on the party scene, she usually had like really cool, let me see off the top of my head, like the Cheetos costume was iconic. I remember that was everywhere when that came out. What else? Obviously, the Hillary Clinton one was funny. Just so many. Like, I can't even think off the top of my head. So, definitely an interesting Halloween costume this year. I would love to see her, you know, be a villain again. Or, you know, like, something more along the lines of Halloween costume. But yeah, it was okay. Nothing horrible. I think it was cute. And it was funny for those that are obviously like supporting of the vaccine, right? So yeah, it wasn't bad. I think I liked it. I thought it was funny. I do kind of wish she just kind of did like a, I don't know, like a Cruella de Vil, or like, you know, a Disney print, like something, you know, like but you know, it's okay. I like it. That's all I'm gonna say. Okay, next, let's see. So Katie also released the, or she, yeah, it was a release. It was a release of Cozy Little Christmas's vinyl release, if that makes sense. So I think it was last week, Katie announced that Cozy Little Christmas had some vinyl and some merch as well. She's calling a very, hashtag very Perry Christmas. Posted it like literally on November 1st, which was so early in my opinion, but it's okay. I guess get the time in for promo. That's what I'm, and then that's the next part I was gonna talk about. If she's like releasing vinyl for this, if she's like, you know, kind of bringing attention to Cozy Little Christmas, is she trying to do some promotion here? You know, like, think about it. Like, Christmas songs are like once a year type deal. And they're usually not huge, except for obviously All I Need for Christmas Is You and all of the other iconic ones. Is she trying to like cement Cozy Little Christmas as like, you know, reoccurring every year, even after she dies type deal of like a song that keeps coming on at Christmas? Possibly. I think it has the vibes for it. You know, Cozy Little Christmas is such a good Christmas song. So could she possibly be trying to make the song go big this Christmas year? I certainly hope so. I think it has the potential. Obviously, it's not going to beat All I Want for Christmas Is You this year. But, you know, even if it just cements itself into the top 20 of Christmas songs that are going to be played every year, that's not bad. That's quite nice. So yeah, Cozy Little Christmas. I wish Katie did like a Christmas album, like, you know, Kelly Underwood, Kelly Underwood. What am I talking about? Sorry, my brain is actually fried at this point. Kelly Clarkson. Oh my god, sorry. Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, similar names. Anyways, so I would really like to see, you know, a holiday album. You know, because I doubt she'd want to make it just to Christmas. I think, like, a holiday album, you know, filled with looks. Obviously, it's not an album where it would be, like, an album cycle. But, like, I think a holiday album would be really nice. Just because, you know, like, either with new ones or covers of old Christmas hymns. Like, I think that would be really cute. I think she should think about that. And obviously, call it Cozy Little Christmas, since that's like her actual song. But I mean, what are you guys thinking? I did buy the vinyl. I like vinyl, so I did buy the vinyl because I wanted it. Obviously, it was only on the American site. Katie has such bad merch site distribution type deals. Like, the Canadian site of like Katy Perry's merch, I will look it up right now because it's so atrocious. I'm so sorry, but like, their team needs to get on the ball and give Canada better stuff, because the American site has everything, which makes sense, but Canada's not that far away and we don't even have good merch. Like, I will tell you right now what we have. Let me just search this up, because this has been on my mind for so long and it's so disappointing, because Canadians, okay, maybe we're not as prominent here, but like, we want good merch too. And I'm sure this is the same thing with all the other international countries. Like, I'm sure like Europe has not a great store. South America, Asia has a, like, it's just such a limited store. Let me pull it up, because this is annoying. Okay, let's see. We have, oh my god, it's so sad. We have 6 items for sale on the Katy Perry merch store for Canada. Okay, what do we have here? This looks like it's been forgotten since August 2020. Smile exclusive picture disc vinyl. Smile cassette. Smile t-shirt plus digital album. The Smile t-shirt with balloons. The Perfect Mystery long sleeve, which is like the tie-dyed pink one with a smile on it. And then the Purer Than Gold hoodie. I don't know if you've seen these or you know what I'm talking about here. But this is such a bad selection. I'm sorry. But there's over like triple of this on the American site. And like, they all still ship from the US. So I'm confused as to why we only get like 6 items, whereas everyone else gets, or I guess the main US base gets so much. And I'm pretty sure this is the same for every other, like, not in America store. So I think this needs to do better. Like, even half of these hoodies, there's one size left. Like, this is just, in my opinion, a little unacceptable for her. Obviously, she's not managing this, so this isn't an attack against her. But whoever's managing this, oh my god, there's literally only size smalls available for all of the clothing items here. This is just unacceptable. Anyways, they need to do better. I'll quit ranting. Let's go into a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, thank you guys so much for taking that break. Let's get back right into it. Now, on the 37th, you know, birthday of Katie, I thought it was only fitting to go back to the very first album she ever released. And no, I'm not talking about One of the Boys. I'm talking about the album called Katie Hudson. Mic drop. Now let's get into it. If you've never heard about this album, I don't blame you. This album is not very known amongst, I would say, even most Katie cats. You'd have to go really, or like, you have to look into it to really understand or find this album at all. Now, Katie Hudson is not the album you're thinking of. It's not some pop rock album like One of the Boys or anything along those lines. If you've seen Part of Me, she did talk about this era of her life a little bit. Like, you know, there was a lot about her, you know, upbringing, and it kind of helps you understand this album a little bit. So let's just go through a little rundown. Okay, this album, firstly, was released before many of us were even born. Not me, though, because I'm old. March 6th, 2001. Yes, a very, very long time ago. Katie was 16, not even moved to... Actually, no, she wasn't 16. She was younger. Because she moved to, I believe, Los Angeles around 2002 or 2003. So this was just before she moved. So about, like, yeah, 15, 16, around that time. This was mainly a Christian album. As we know, Katie came up with a very Christian conservative household, as both of her parents were and still are practicing pastors, ministers. So it only makes sense that her first ever album would be a Christian-inspired one. As we know, God is, you know, still something that is within her roots, and she talks about that once in a while. So let's just see. On the description of this album, we see Christian rock and contemporary Christian music. It is about 48 minutes in length. Now, I've heard this album top to bottom. I also own the very rare CD for this, as there were only, as they only sold about 200 copies of this album. So obviously, we can call this one a flop record. Now, that's not a huge deal, because obviously this is a, she was a very young woman at this time. There was zero promotion there. I think the only promotion she did for this was she had a very small tour between churches, if that makes sense. So she went to a variety of different Christian colleges, different churches, you know, I think, yeah, it looks like all over the US actually. So this was like not bad for a 16-year-old and her first album. Let's see, Texas, Oklahoma, Texas, oh sorry, there's multiple dates in the same locations, California, Illinois, Indiana. She went all over the place with this one, to a lot of different, you know, venues, and even one of her songs called Trust in Me spent 2 weeks on the Radio and Records Christian chart, rock chart, peaking at number 17. Okay, so she did have a couple of small chart performances with on Christian charts, which isn't too bad. It looks like it was about rated like 3 out of 5 for the album. I'm just trying to look through everything. I would recommend going and listening to this song, especially if you're someone of the Christian faith. It's interesting to see this side of her, and then obviously her, you know, the sides of her that we see nowadays. This definitely is, you know, very, very much juvenile in the way it's written, in the way it's, you know, produced. It's very 2001, just to say the least. Very, very old sounding music. Yeah, like, this is a very interesting album. It's hard to explain because really there isn't much about it. Like, again, this was such a small point in her career where, like, and I think it was the point where she kind of just dropped the idea that she could be this huge Christian artist, because, you know, we can see here, like, the label that she was signed to went bankrupt. So there was no more future with, you know, with this label or anything like that. And the reviews weren't very great. And I think that kind of affected her, you know. I think I remember in the Part of Me documentary, I believe there was some little point about, like, how she didn't feel like this was kind of her calling. And, you know, as we know, like, at 17, she moves to Los Angeles and she starts living, you know, I would say a little bit of a less Christian lifestyle. And that's where she really starts, you know, getting into real, you know, music that's, you know, super personal to her, talking about like sex and talking about different things like that, that obviously she couldn't express in 2001 under her parents' roof, obviously. So it kind of makes sense that she didn't really see any future in this type of arena, if that makes sense. Personally, I do like the album, but it's more of a nostalgia. Like, this is not on Spotify, so I obviously can't listen to this very often. I'm not always with a CD player. And even then, it's just so dated in the way it's written. But I will say, you know, my key highlights from the track listing. There's a song called Trust in Me that's really good. Piercing is really cute. Last Call is another good one. Growing Pains, there's a ton of them that I really don't mind. But again, not something you would really listen to anymore. But, you know, for our purposes, I do really like the cover art for this one. It shows a very young half of her face. It's really pretty. I really don't mind this album at all. Again, I'm just trying to bring a little bit of background on it. So, you know, you can also, this, luckily, this album is on YouTube fully. All you have to do is search up Katie Hudson CD or Katie Hudson, I think. Let me just check for you guys. And yes, it'll say Katie Hudson full album. And there you can see this song. You can also see some, like, very, there's a couple rare videos of performances from her tours, from the tiny little tour, I guess. There's even some cool backstage stuff that she posted. So it's kind of interesting that we can see this almost like baby side of her. Like, she's 15, 16, right? Yeah, and like, I'm going to probably talk about all of her unreleased stuff soon because I just love this pre-era of her. And I honestly just love going and seeing interviews from like 8 years ago and just, you know, seeing like who she was and like her personality then versus now, you know. It's just so interesting to see how someone can just change and grow up this way. You know, obviously Katie at 37 versus Katie at 16, 15. Huge idea differences and huge life differences. So, yeah, like, this is a cute album, but I wouldn't say it's one of her best at all. I don't think she really even considers it one of her albums. As, like, anytime someone brings up, like, pre-One of the Boys stuff, she does not like it, and she does not like talking about it that much. So, be careful. If you meet her, do not ask her about Katie Hudson, because I don't think she really wants to talk about it. I think this is a point of her life where it's very pre-Katy Perry that she just kind of, like, would like everyone to kind of forget about it. But, of course, as true fans, we'll never forget about it, and we're not going to stop, you know, looking for this, you know, information. So, yeah. What do you guys think about Katie Hudson, the album? Personally, I think it's a cute reminder of young Katy Perry, but it's not something that's very critic or just music worthy, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know if you guys want to hear something. Let me see if I can find, like, it's like, just to show you how old everything sounds, I'll play you guys a small snippet. I hope you can hear it. Let me see which song would be the best, because there's just so many. I'm just trying to think, what is a good song for you guys to listen to? Also, before I find the song, this album is worth over $100 CD, just to ask how rare it is. And yes, I paid over $100 for a freaking CD. But, you know, I'm a collector, and I'm very much a collector of Katie's stuff. So when I saw it for sale, I was like, do I buy this? Of course, it's a really big waste of $100 because I'm obviously not going to love this album. But, you know, having the entire discography, including Katie Hudson, I'm like, maybe someday this will be worth, like, a lot of money. Like, a lot. Like, 40 years in the future, maybe this could be worth, like, triple or quadruple. So, you know, I was just kind of like, whatever, let me just invest in it. So I have it. It is pinned on my Twitter, actually, if you'd like to see my version. I got a lot of freaking likes, so I pinned it because I love that one. I love that tweet. Okay, let me find the song. Let's see. Okay, let's do Piercing because I do like the song. So all of these songs are faith-based, and the lyrics might not make sense if you're not Christian, but let me play you a snippet. Hopefully you can hear it. Okay, hopefully you could hear that. As you can hear, obviously this quality from YouTube is not amazing. I honestly don't know what she said in that first part. It's very hard, and I think that's honestly one of her problems when she sings, is that she a little bit struggles with enunciating her words properly to, like, actually understand sometimes. Like, there's been so many times where in a song I'm like, okay, what the heck did she just say? Because I actually don't know what she just said. So this is very evident in this album. But yeah, what do you guys think? I think it's cute. Is it worth listening to constantly? No, honestly not. But, you know, it is a good reminder of where she came from. 37, I can't do math. I don't know how many years ago she was 16. But, you know, it's a good reminder of where she came from. And I think for her, it's probably like a diary almost, because, you know, when you write these types of songs, when you write music, especially at 15, 16, you can look back and be like, dang, I was, you know, struggling with this, or, you know. So I think, you know, somewhere in her house, she has this album and she has a CD of this album, and she probably has all the other evidence that she had this album. So, yeah. I think it's somewhere deep down in her heart. So it's, yeah, she made it at age 15. Sorry. I think somewhere deep down, this was in her, you know, this is somewhere in her heart. And, you know, I like it just because it's so cute and just how old it is, that it's like iconic almost. So yeah, that's Kitty Hudson for you guys. If you didn't know about it, now you know about it. And if you did know about it, we're just chatting, right? So yeah. Kitty Hudson, the girl, I don't even know how to describe her. Honestly, like, when you see interviews of her, she seems very, almost like a little sad. I watched a lot of the backstage stuff of this, because, like, I don't know why she's always had really good backstage footage of herself. Like, I don't know, like, she always designates someone to do, like, backstage footage, like, of all of her music videos, of everything. Like, literally search up any, like, music video of hers and type in behind the scenes. And there will always be a video of her filming that video, which I think is so cool. But anyway, so there's some back scene footage of this, like, tour that she's on. And she doesn't seem, like, herself almost. Like, the way she talks about herself and stuff like that. Like, it's so, like, you can see that she's in a very, you know, like, a household that really restricts her and, you know, pushes down on what she likes and pushes down on what she believes in or wants to believe in. So I think mostly this era for her, it might be a sad era, you know, like, of struggling at 15, 16 in regards with your, you know, your bisexuality or, you know, just anything, like, especially, like, growing up in a very, very conservative household. I'm sure she faced so many different struggles than things she shared us with. So, you know, it might not be a great memory for her. And obviously, like, the flop of this album, I guess, at the time, or, you know, whatever, maybe she just doesn't have good memories with it. So that's probably why she doesn't talk about it that much. But anyways, that's all I have to say about Kitty Hudson for today. Go listen to it if you haven't listened to it. It's not horrible. I think it's more fun than, like, you know, anything. Yeah. I don't know what else to say about it, honestly. It's such a small little blip in the radar. So, yeah. Anyways, have a great day, afternoon, or evening, or morning, wherever you are. Are you going to play? Let me know. If you're going to my show, let me know, because I want to meet you. January 8th. What else? Yeah, if you guys have any other ideas or things you want me to talk about, or if you just want to chat with me or anything like that, send me a message. I'm always open to messages. Give me a day or two to reply, because I'm really bad at, like, checking. Honestly, I was going to say this. The reason why I never get, like, super consistent podcast episodes right after each other, I'm such a procrastinator, and I don't know, it's just so bad. So obviously I wasn't the best person to start a podcast, but you know what, I love you guys, and you guys are deciding to listen, so I'm gonna try my best, and I'm gonna try as hard as I can to, you know, even if they're not as super frequent as I personally would like, I want to make them entertaining and, you know, better, I guess, better quality, even though these are probably such low quality podcasts, but you know, we're trying here, so it's fine. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening and for spending time with me today. I love you so much. Stay safe, and I hope that you're having a great life so far and life right now. If you're not, hit me up if you need any advice or any, you know, chatting, or if you want to talk about something Katie related, I'm so down for it. If you want to talk about anything life related, I'm really down for it, honestly. I'm always open to meeting new people and, you know, chatting with new people, so let me know. If not, have a great day, morning or afternoon or night, wherever you are, and yeah, I'll talk to you later. Bye, guys.